Hello, everybody. My name is Michael Harris. I am 25 years old from Youngstown, Ohio, and I am starting a podcast. This podcast will be named Mindset. But before I start, I would like to say a prayer. So respectfully, can everybody bow your head and close your eyes? Dear God, I come to you today to say thank you. Thank you for the person that may be watching this. Thank you for the person that may be listening to this. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the fact that my limbs work, God. Thank you that I get the opportunity to do what comes to my mind, God. Thank you for everything you have blessed me with and everything that is on the way. I pray that you help that struggling person out of the dark. I hope you allow that person to feel like they don't have a voice. I pray you give them a voice, God. Give them the confidence to speak out. For that person that feels lost, God, I pray that they can find their way. Not only find their way in life, but find their way to you, God, because without you, none of this is possible. In your name I pray. Amen. But, yeah, this is long overdue. I created a brand about, I can't remember how long it's been now. It has to be about 8 years. That this is something that I've been working on for a very long time. And it's something that means a lot to me. And it's called Mindset. This podcast is just going to be about really inspiration. We're going to have us some serious days. We're going to have us some joking days. Some days we might not have a day, but, you know, this podcast is just about bettering yourself and seeing the growth throughout life, because for one thing, I've had a lot of growth. I've had a lot of ups and downs in life for sure. Some that I didn't get to share, some that I did get to share. I'm really a closed off person, not by choice, but over time I've just learned to become quiet. But I also realize that I have important things that happened in my life that I feel as if should be shared with the world, because I never know what it could do for someone's life. This episode is just going to be like an introduction of who I am, what I do, and what I see for the brand, or just, you know, just introducing myself. But let me check my notes real quick. Yes, I do still have my laptop. This is the first episode. Please, guys. Okay, got it. So, like I said, my name is Michael Harris. I'm 25 from Youngstown, Ohio. And I made a brand called Mindset. I didn't understand the importance and how relevant the word mindset actually meant to me when I was creating the brand. Because at first, the brand was called Million Dollar Mindset. And for some reason, it just was not hitting with me. Like, it just didn't stick. It didn't give me like the, that's the one. Like, I was creating like designs and stuff for Million Dollar Mindset, and I just sat there and I was like, if I was standing like outside trying to get somebody's attention and be like, hey, I have a brand called Million Dollar Mindset, it's like, that's a mouthful. I need something that's like catchy, that's like, that's not too much, but it's enough to catch my, like, let me hear what he's talking about. And I remember today low-key kind of vivid. I was like, let's just go ahead and chop off Million Dollar and just keep Mindset. At the time, I didn't even really ponder or think about why the fact that Mindset was such a great name. It was just like, everybody has a mindset, so let's just go with that. And then I sat and pondered on it for a little bit longer, and it was like, dang, if you know me, you know I had a lot of highs and a lot of lows. There's been a lot of things in my life that went on that was like, sheesh, I used to struggle with like very serious depression phases. I had suicidal thoughts at some point. And my home life just hasn't always been the best. And when I sat back and thought about it, I said, wow, mindset is just so perfect. Because my life story literally was like, if I didn't change my mindset, or if I didn't have the mindset that I had today, I don't know where I would be. Thank God that he got me to where I am now. But one thing that, like, I've been keyed in, like, honed in on since I've been a child was that, like, I always wanted to impact the earth somehow before I go. That's always been my dream, and that's always been my goal. And I cannot lie to you guys. I can't make this up. God has always shown me in every single thing in my life why I should be doing what it is that I'm doing now today. And it, I used to be that person that, like, not didn't want to say it was God, but I was, like, in the astrology, into the stars, and into the signs, and the, I didn't get, like, crystals, but I looked them up. I was like, okay. And it, for, like, a minute, it was like, I didn't build my own relationship with God, I'll say. And once I found my own relationship with God, man, I couldn't trade this for anything in the world. I'd be wrong to sit here and play in God's face like that. I'm not going to push anything on anybody, but I highly recommend picking the Bible up and reading it and creating a... Just create your own relationship with God. It's such an amazing thing. It's so beautiful. But, no, I created the brand. There was this person I told almost every day in high school, like, I don't see the point of me living anymore. Like, I can't for the life of me see any good coming out of life. And she would just tell me, like, you have to keep going. Like, I understand it's hard right now. You don't get it, but you just have to keep going. And I never got it until I understood what my life's purpose was. Once I got it, it was just so awakening and so amazing, because I never understood why I got some of the reactions. I mean, not reactions, some of the interactions that I got in life until I found God and opened the Bible and was like, wow, that makes so much sense. Like, I knew I was a people person, but I didn't know for what reason. And it makes perfect sense now. I can't lie. I can't sit here and say that I have it all together, because I don't. And that's one of my problems. I'm a perfectionist, and that can hinder me, because it'll stop me from creating or doing something that I know can be great. I just want it to be perfect. And starting it, and my biggest fear is that I misinterpret anything that I want to be good in a negative or bad way. But realistically, I can't stop how someone is going to take whatever I put out. I can just move with the pure intent that I have and the goodness that I have in my heart and continue to be a good person. Even, like, I can't even lie, even hitting record and setting up the camera stuff for this podcast was very, very, very scary. But I'd rather operate and do something that I believe is going to be very great one day than to sit and 5 years pass and I'd be like, oh, what if, or I could have, or I should have. When it's all said and done and I'm laying on a hospital bed, or if I'm at home, I'd rather be like, you know what, I tried, I gave it my all, than to be like, I should have, I could have. I don't want to die with regrets or thoughts of what could have been different. But I feel like this is definitely the start to something amazing. I definitely do, because it's just something in me that, like, I can't even explain the feeling. It's like I'm excited, I'm scared, I'm nervous. But it's also, I'm glad I have to push myself to be uncomfortable, because I've been wanting to build a community so bad. It's just, I overthink a lot, and I have a platform to just speak, hopefully find a lot of like-minded people, and build just a community, like I said. But I'm switching topics. I tend to switch topics a lot, so hopefully you guys can stay with me. But I've been a photographer for about 8 years now, maybe. I feel like I just got good, like, last year or the year before that. I'm just getting into doing graphic design. So if you guys need a design also, hit me as well. I also work full-time at Amazon right now. And I'm also very blessed. I think I'm such a person that's on the, I'm thinking about the next thing that I have to do or what I didn't do for the day and how I got to fit it into my schedule. And I don't really sit back and appreciate the things, small wins that I take. And I'm so grateful for everything that has been and everything that is to come in life, because I know it's only going to get more grand. And I'm so excited. Sorry, I didn't mean to get quiet for a second. It's just I'm proud of myself. Because it took, even clicking record, my heart was thumping like I'm in a stadium full of a million people getting ready to say a speech. I'm doing it. My biggest fear when creating this brand was like, I have to do it. Telling people is like, now you have to do it. The eyes are on you. Now you have to step up to the plate and play the game. But I know I'm more prepared than ever because I have God. I've always had God. And I can't do nothing but thank him. No matter how nervous, how scared, just step off the porch. Step off the boat and keep your eyes on him and you'll be okay. But yeah, guys, I definitely hope you guys plan to tune in more often. Follow me on Instagram, MXNDSTT. I look forward to building a great community. Am I nervous? Yes. Am I scared? Yes. Am I going to stop? No. Because then what would that do? I'm eager to see where this is going to go. Hopefully, I will have a lot of guests and a lot of deep conversation and a lot of eye-opening things that happen on this podcast. Who knows? Maybe in a year we'll be, can't even think about that. I don't know. I'm not against anything that's to come with this brand. Yes, I am. I'm not selling this brand ever. I can't even list off goals right now that I have for the brand. Maybe that'll be in an episode to come. I just can't wait to see where it goes. I have no expectations for it, honestly. I know I'm open and willing to do a lot. Not everything, but a lot. If you guys have any suggestions, please feel free to put them in my DM, in my email. Everything will be in the description, so you guys can definitely give me suggestions. I'm all ears and open. But I cannot wait. I want to say thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. You don't know how much this means to me to have you as a listener. Even if you've made it this far in the pod, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you. You don't know how much it means to me. The little kid in me is so excited because, like, bro, this is, you've been saying since you were a kid, like, you want to impact the world in whatever way you can. And I do it so much that I don't even notice it. It's actually very scary, but also it's very fulfilling. Like, I'm already rich. And that's a whole different topic for another day. I don't even want to get that far in. But this is going to be amazing. just wanted to look through my laptop, make sure I had all the points that I wanted to, and thus far I have. So, until the next episode, when I have not more planned out, but I'll see you guys in the next episode. You have a great day.